Affairs Committee meeting has now commenced. This meeting is being held virtually due to COVID-19 to allow for social distancing and to protect the public health as we continue our efforts in meeting remotely. We ask that all commissioners and guests to mute yourselves until called upon to speak to avoid any feedback and background noise. For those who have dialed in using the call-in number to unmute yourselves to speak, dial *6 on your phone. Also, prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded. We ask that you only use the chat function to request to speak or to announce that you are leaving the meeting so that we can keep track of quorum. Also, in order to comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by way of using audio and not by using the chat function. We can now go to roll call. Martin Belden?
Here.
William Burks? William Burks? Terry Byron?
Present.
Casey Diaz?
Here.
Bruce Hayes? Bruce Hayes? Ann Hollis? Harry Johnson? Henry Johnson?
Present.
Rocio Rosie?
Present.
James Lewis? Melvin Morgan?
Present.
Lorraine Obregon?
Here.
Marlon Ruiz? Gary Smith? We have a quorum of 7-0.
Okay. Again, thank you, everybody, for cooperating, especially our guests and everything. Just introduce our guests. Jennifer Katowski from Southern VA. Matt Glanseth with the City of Tucson Veterans for the City of Tucson. Okay. Romaldo Gonzalez from Valor Veterans Community. Chris Smith, double hatting with Valors. And also home base, welcome. All right, so Henry, if you can start us with our invocation. You're on mute.
You're muted.
Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, watch over us and guide us as we deliberate during this meeting tonight. Protect us from the COVID, protect us from the evils that are in the world, and let us help others. In thy holy name we pray. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Henry. And I jumped into 3, but let's go on to 4 now. So, legal action report. Any questions on that?
Martin Belton, I didn't see it in the stuff of Murray sent. Did anybody else get it?
No. Looks like we didn't get it, Amari. Okay. So, let's see. So what should we do?
Just go to the treasurer report.
Yep. All right, so now item 5, treasurer's report. Did we get the treasurer's report then?
I did, twice, so. We had a $1,000 donation in January from the from VVA 106. We spent finally the Veterans Day Parade Foundation check cleared the bank at the end of January, so we had that $200 expense. So we're sitting with $1,639.06 in the bank right now.
All right. Do you have any questions?
Tom Tunks at the Nighthawk 7-2 Marine Corps League meeting last month asked for donations, and he raised $115. I will get that to the treasurer. So thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
All right. Any other questions or comments?
This is Butch Morgan. Make a motion we accept the treasurer report.
Do we have a second?
Was there a second?
No, not yet. Do we have a second on it?
I second the motion, Lorraine Obregón.
All right. Okay, so Lorraine, so then roll call.
I'm going to go ahead and call roll call. Martin Belden?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Casey Diaz?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rocio Rossi?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Lorraine Overton?
Yes.
Passes 7-0. And then I'm sending the LAR right now if you guys want to go back to it later on.
Okay. Okay. So, item 6, committee reports. So, at first, Jennifer Kutowski with the Southern VA.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I hope you're doing well out there. I know you received my stakeholders report, so I won't go into too much detail, but just highlight a couple things that are coming up. One, we're looking forward to the Tucson Rodeo. So our outreach team will be out there with the Tucson Vet Center to have a resource table at the Tucson Rodeo. So that's coming right up around the corner. So if you get a chance, stop by and say hello. Also want to mention that we're right now doing VA's National Salute to Veteran Patients. This is observed annually during the week of Valentine's Day. Day of caring and sharing, so that we've been doing a lot of special events this week at the hospital. And I also want to share with you, I just want to point out, in my director's report, I talk about the World War II veterans' new eligibility for VA healthcare. If you know someone that served in World War II, not currently enrolled in VA healthcare, this recent legislation ensures that they are now eligible. And so that's really important to get that out there. Then World War II veterans will be at a minimum in priority group 6. They could be in a higher priority group if they have other eligibility. So even if they were deferred before, I just want to get that out there because we don't have many World War II veterans still with us. Although today I did celebrate a centurion's birthday. So if you do know folks that turn 100, our CDCE team arranges for the Secretary of the VA to personally sign a happy birthday note. It is super cool, and he gives one of his coins. Most recently, we celebrated Walter Ram for his 100th birthday. So if you know of others out there, please don't hesitate to let us know. That's the feel-good thing. You must be doing something right, or you've got a lot of centurions. I'll pause there and see if there's any questions for me. I'll certainly be here for any questions. Thank you.
And I believe you're taking applications for student internships or something for the summer?
Yeah, we have our youth volunteer program that we announce every year. And we certainly do love folks, young folks being around. That's actually how I got my first exposure to working in a hospital was being a candy striper. So I always share that story because you never know, you can end up being a CEO of a hospital. But yes, we're very excited to announce that program. Matthew, I see your hand is raised, sir.
Yes.
Where was that article that I could read about that? I have a family member that was a World War II veteran and might be turning 102 here in a minute, so I'd like to be able to get them enrolled because I don't think they are.
I'm going to drop my email in the chat box, and you can just send it to me, and I'll get it to the right folks.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you for that. Any other questions?
We're actually not allowed to use the chat, so if you guys send it to me, and I'll distribute it appropriately.
Mary, thank you. Sorry about that. I will.
No, you're fine. Thank you.
Make sure I do that properly.
So now, do we have Ann or Tubby here for the Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery? Okay. So we'll move on. AZPBS, probably not if Tubby's not here for the Memorial Cemetery. Okay. So on to Matt from the City of Tucson, Veterans Coordinator. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Matthew Langseth from the City of Tucson, the Military and Veteran Program Coordinator. Currently working with SkillBridge, and we are have our monthly ERG meeting next week, trying to bring resources. Tubby was instrumental at our last meeting. He brought down some veteran benefits counselors, so thank you to Tubby. And then working on military spouse hiring pathways, some veteran programs, and potentially a veteran second chance. And pending your questions. Always looking for guest speakers, by the way, for our ERG meeting. So if you're interested, let me know.
Thanks. So I know some of the questions that we have, like, what is the city doing, you know, as far as, like, hiring vets? Are there any initiatives, you know, not just the City of Tucson as an employer, but for other employers? Are there any I guess, what is the city doing to help our vets, I guess?
So I'm actually in the works of putting together a proposal, and there are some potential other things in the works. You can always contact me. I do as much outreach as possible. And without saying too much more, that's probably where I should stop, because there's a lot of stuff in the works. So what other specific questions, I guess, can I help answer?
So you help with vet hiring, I guess, initiatives for the City of Tucson, or?
So I'm working with that. I was part of the AVIC with Be Connected. Worked on that, and then trying to provide, I'm working on some, hopefully some like best practices, some like small snippet videos and stuff to hopefully go on a future external web page to help folks with that. The stuff internal, I was able to create an internal page with an award program and help create, like I said, an award recognition program, as well as a full-blown resource page, and trying to get out and do more stuff focused internal first, and now I'm trying to focus external. So those are all in the works, and hopefully we'll see some movement really soon.
Wonderful. Thank you, Beth. Do we have any questions?
So I have a question. Lorraine Obregon, thank you all for your service and for being here. And my apologies. I thought for sure I can make it across town in record time. But nonetheless, when you do have that set up, would you share it with us? And can we maybe possibly put it on some kind of social media? Because it seems like that's really a good format or platform, I should say, to reach so many that may not have the ability to to those resources. And will it be at the VA hospital? Because I know we send a lot of vets over, you know, for services that are needed there. And for those who are not aware that they have services available. So will we be able to tap into that?
And that was for me, correct?
Oh, yes, sir. Sorry.
Okay. No, just just in one step on, whenever this stuff gets done, I imagine many, many folks will be sharing it on social media. I will absolutely share it here with everything that goes on. I just don't want to say something and then not work out, or it not work out exactly as I said it. So there are many, many things going on. There are lots of people working really hard. And as soon as it all gets squared away, I will absolutely send everything out and all the approved social media blasts and all that good stuff. Absolutely.
I do make a motion to try and make Matt, since he's, you know, with the city of Tucson doing veterans coordination and everything, to have him a part of our committee reports every meeting.
I'll second that motion. I think that is excellent. Lorraine Obregon, second the motion.
This Terry Byron, judge advocate. I'd have to check the bylaws and see. He might need to become an actual member.
Okay.
Of the committee.
Sounds good. Either way, you're welcome. You know, so.
Well, I make the motion that we total this topic for now. Henry Johnson.
Yep.
Martin Belgen, I second Henry's motion.
All right, any other questions or comments for Matt? Okay.
Well, we need to vote on the motion.
Okay. Let's do a roll call.
Martin Belden?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Casey Diaz?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Lauren Obregon?
Yes.
Passes 7-0.
Okay. All right. So now on to item 6E. So we have here Romando and Chris from Valors. Or is it just Chris? Let me see if I saw Ro on him.
I'm here. Good evening, everybody. Ro Gonzalez, Marine Corps vet, founder and executive director of Valor's Veterans Community AZ. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up that we just started a chapter down there in Tucson. We have a temporary location right now that we're able to use a spot down there. So what we do is we connect veterans with veterans and resources. That's what we do up here in Maricopa and Phoenix area and stuff. So what we do is everything and anything that'll better a veteran, that's what we're about. So if you have veterans that really, I want to team up with any of you guys that are down there, how we can fill the gaps on what your guys' needs are, because I have a ton of resources up here that we help veterans out in Courtside, Yuma, Flagstaff, all over the place. So whatever we can do to help fill the gaps on what you guys, your guys' needs are, we have resources for food, clothes, depending on what the needs are. We're not a piggy bank, though. We don't do a lot of financial assistance or anything like that, because, of course, that's the number one thing that veterans look for is money. We don't do that. So, but everything else, if somebody doesn't have the resources or somebody doesn't have it at the time and we do, we're more than happy to get it transported down there and help with it wherever we can to fill the gaps. And I'll let Chris introduce himself. So he's our Tucson lead. And Chris, I'll let you go ahead and take over.
All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Christopher Smith. I'm not actually associated with home base in any other way, except for I went there for treatment for 2 weeks in Boston, and they allow me to speak on my experience. We have another guest here, Marcus. If you guys have any questions about the programming for home base, he can answer those questions for me, or for you guys. So I, as Rose said, I work with him. We are starting the Valors down here. I'm a photographer. I'm a dad. And all this has happened since I went to home base. Home base absolutely changed my life. I never thought I'd be walking through Boston by myself, but I did. I never thought I'd be going to Red Sox games, but I did. You know, it really helped me, and I want to bring it to our community down here in Tucson to help other veterans, because I see a lot of guys at the VA every day when I go there that I can tell are struggling and need the same help that I need. They're a great partner. They're working with me and Ro on getting stuff going down here and up there. And so, great resource. And I'll let Marcus take it over and tell a little bit about the program and what they actually do.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I'm certainly delighted and honored here to have this opportunity to share with you a little bit about Home Base. I'm not going to take too much time. Home Base is a nonprofit private organization that is a program from Massachusetts General Hospital. We started in 2009, and we're a New England-based program that has expanded into locations in Florida, moving into the panhandle of Florida, and then also myself, Marcus Stinnett, the Regional Associate Director for Home Base. We also expanded here in Arizona. We have a physical presence. We have partnered with Arizona State University's College of Health Solutions to launch a Warrior Health and Fitness program, which is doing outreach currently right now to it's all wellness. It's free strength and conditioning training for veterans and their families, military service members, active duty members, guard and reserve, so all service affiliated members and their families at no cost. We also do have some intensive clinical programs. What does that mean is we also have a national program where we serve veterans and their families with who are experiencing the invisible wounds of war, also at no cost. So if it's a two-week intensive program, I'm not sure if everyone received the flyer, but I do have flyers. Anyone's interested in some more PDF information that I can email and attach to everybody. What does that mean is we take care of travel. We take care of lodging, meals for the entire 2 week period. We also have, the wellness programs there in Boston. We also have a dietitian here in Phoenix. We have a strength and conditioning coach here in Phoenix. We are starting in Phoenix. Doesn't mean we're completely based in Phoenix. As Chris had talked about, we're definitely open to partnering and expanding our program. Tucson, I could see us moving down to Tucson, extending ourselves, and also up maybe in Flagstaff area for Northern Arizona veterans as well. We have multiple other things and things we do at Home Base, but I'll leave it there for now. It's a lot of information. We're about 85% philanthropically funded, and 15% comes from federal grants or state appropriations or insurance referrals. But we don't necessarily need referrals, and we also don't you don't need an honorable discharge in order to for any of our services or participate in any of our programs, regardless of discharge status. So thank you very much, and I'm an Air Force veteran here and citizen of Navajo Nation as well.
And I will add that the accommodations they provide in Boston are absolutely amazing. I mean, I think it's probably the nicest hotel I've ever stayed in. The food was great. The atmosphere was wonderful. I hope we can get some people from Tucson to go so I can have some alumni here to hang out with. So
that's great to hear. And I believe you're partnered with the Massachusetts General Hospital, and you actually have clinicians and everything as part of your clinical program there, right?
That's correct. We have licensed, certified psychotherapists that treat PTSD, depression, sleep anxiety, loneliness. All those things that we're living with right now, then what they call invisible wounds, correct? We also can do we have Resilient Warrior, Resilient Family, Resilient Youth. So it's a 6 week virtual stress management course that we can do. So you don't have to be in Boston. You don't have to be, you can do it virtually, and that's with our trainers and our psychotherapists that run that portion of the course for any youth that are experiencing, that have also experiencing some of the trauma that's in the household as well.
So our military youth, right?
Correct. Correct.
Absolutely. That's great. Well, welcome to Arizona. Welcome to Tucson. you know, we welcome you to join our committee and everything too. I mean, we definitely want to make sure that, you know, you have that option to join here and come to our meetings every month. So welcome again and thank you. Do we have any questions?
Yes, if I may, Chair. This is Lorraine Obregon. First of all, I want to thank all three of you. I know, I'm not sure if you're aware of our stand down we're having next month, and I want to officially invite you. I think it'd be a great way of networking to get this out. Hamilton, Bruce Hamilton, it would be the contact. I can send it to Amari or send it to our chair, and then she could forward it however you want to do it. I think it's, we really, really need this here. It's really good to hear about that. And also, I'd like to know, what are we doing for the fallen? Because oftentimes the Gold Star families and Gold Star mothers are left behind because they too are affected by these veterans. So I hear a lot of that and I understand that, but I think the more I work into it, I have reached out to so many families and they pretty much cut themselves off and say, I don't want nothing to do with that because they don't really think about us. Can we, is there any way that we can help them? Because there's a lot of people that are suffering from that, because psychotherapy goes a long way and that dynamic affects at least a generation or two or more when you have a fallen soldier. So I'm just hoping that we can make advances to help these families also, especially some of our senior Gold Star mothers. You know, they have a difficult time. It never goes away.
I'm sorry. That's completely true. We do have a program. It's an intensive clinical program for families of the fallen. If you go to our website, homebase.org, and click on national programs, we do run a two-week clinical program. That's the same that we do for veterans. We do run a two-week intensive clinical program that we also cover your travel, we cover your meals, we cover your lodging. And that cohort is specifically for families of the fallen.
Perfect. Thank you. And thank you for your service.
Thank you for asking. Thank you for reminding me of that. That's one of our more important programs. Thank you.
They really have thought of everything. I mean, it not only changed my life, but it changed my daughter's life and the rest of my family's life for me attending that program. So.
And Lorraine, you being part of the Gold Star Mothers group down here, how many families do we have here that are Gold Star?
We have quite a few. And you know, it affects them all. And like I said, it's a pain that never goes away. You can never bring them home. Sorry. And, you know, out of what I feel as a mother that lost her son, I think that, and some of these have been, and I'm fourth generation. My great grandmother, was a Gold Star mother. My great uncle in World War II, but he never came home. He's buried in I think it's Florence at the Veterans Cemetery. But any event, and he is the same age, 19, as my son. But there's a lot of families, and I see some of the older ones. You know, they're in their 70s, and they're still struggling because they haven't had that. This is perfect. You know, if I can just help them, if it's just with the resource of the connection, because the kids are affected, the siblings are affected, sometimes the grandparents, and then generations after that, because it's a story that continues. And you have to look at it in the dynamic of a family dynamic, because if you have depression or you have PTSD or you have all of that affects the rest of the household, because you're really trying, but you're not really understanding that unless you're a clinician. So this is perfect. I had no idea, and I would really like to share it with the other families because I think that they would really benefit. And hopefully we can network and let them know there is an organization out there. There is some help, and let's just, you know, get this out. But I would really like to see you come and join us for the veterans that we have here in Tucson for the stand down, because there's so many that are in need. And they really just need the resources. Some of them don't even know that they have resources because Vietnam veterans, you know, they're in tune, but then they're not really in tune. They're like, they forgot about us. So,
excuse me a minute, Lorraine. Thank you for that. And the stand down is one excellent thing to do, but let's not get away from what home base is. And for just a veteran to ask and seek help is the hardest thing that has to be done. And we as individual just have to learn how to easily and deal with them. But help is the best, and home base is the place to be.
And let me add to that. Let me add to that, you guys. This is Raul Gonzalez. You know, the social activities and stuff like that we do, that's how we find the veterans that need the help that aren't going to ask for the help. Because we do, so we're setting up a coffee social with the vet center down there. We're going to be doing a cookout down there. And that's when I've had the most effect on being able to find those veterans that they will not ask for the help. But once they get to a coffee social and the coffee starts flowing and they're more likely to speak up about what's going on with their lives and stuff like that's the whole point of doing the camaraderie interaction thing, because that's where we find out this is what – because I'm one of those guys that I will go to the bus stop and I think if I find a homeless veteran and I will spend 15, 20 minutes talking to them and pulling back the layers and trying to figure out what's going on and why they're homeless or, you know, what their situation is and why they decided that they wanted to give up and stuff like that. That's how we have been successful in finding the veterans and getting them to the resources that they need, because the sporting events, the carrying the flag out on the field for the Fiesta Bowl, the D-backs game. Once you get a veteran in an environment where they're more likely to put their guard down, that's when you can start picking their brain and figuring out what's going on with them and stuff like that. And that's one thing, and that's why I want to help home base as well, because they do what I can't do. They have the clinician, they do all the professional help that I don't do. I can find them for them. And that's what my goal is to be able to better a veteran, any veteran, male or female, any era, it doesn't matter, you know, and push them towards home base and get them the help that they need so they can become successful. And, you know, Chris is the perfect example of, you know, giving them the opportunity of where he was before he went to home base. Once he went to home base, now he's leading our chapter down in Tucson. So we want those success stories and stuff like that. So that's the whole point of what I do as Valor's. Just wanted to put that out there.
Well, we do have a Facebook page, too, for our City of Tucson Veteran Affairs Committee. Please feel free to share information out there. We'll disseminate it and everything, too. Lorraine will make sure that they get the information about the stand down. You know, for Amari, Ro, you have my personal number even, you know. Marcus, I don't know if you do, but I know Dr. Chow has my information too. Chris, I'm not sure if you do, but if not, Ro definitely has my stuff too. So we'll make sure that we're sharing all of this and we're giving you guys make sure you guys have a warm welcome because you're very much needed. So
what are the dates for that and the location for that stand down?
I don't have my calendar in front of me, but I know it's next
it's
month.
March 12th and it's usually, 18th.
I can send you the flyer, Marcus.
Oh, that'd be
perfect.
Great.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Yes, and if I may, because we discharge a lot of our veterans. I know medical director at a facility right now. It's like my third month there, and they're very reactive. And we're talking people, men that are in their 70s and 80s, and I have a 90-year-old, and sometimes probably one of the youngest I would say is 60s. And after day in and day out, they get to know you, but some of them are very reactive. You cannot walk out of the room without turning your back. If you turn your back, they don't know what you're going to do. So I really feel like they need the service. They need to find somehow. So if I can get that information, my job is to make sure that when they're safe to discharge, then I have to make sure that they have resources. Is it home health? Is it physical therapy? And this would be excellent if they could just start somehow, you know, making sure that they're having the resources and the need, because they served, you know, and they don't know how to get this information. So it would be perfect. Thank you.
Yes. Absolutely.
And thank you for helping filling a gap that obviously that we do have down here. So We'll also be going on to item, well, 16, we'll be going good over the order, so we'll be going through and letting you know about the different events that are also happening. So, okay. Let's move on to item 7, the memorial for the Vietnam veterans. Do we have Butch, Terry?
This is Butch. Right now we have the park for the 29th of March of this year for a program there at 10 o'clock. Terry has a flyer I think she's going to be putting out here pretty quick. It'll go out to everybody on it. You have anything else, Terry?
No, other than we're working with the park to get permission to put the memorial up. They actually came back to us and said, yeah, we like the idea, but we have to get permission from the city of Tucson. So I'm not sure who they're talking to at the city of Tucson. So we'll have to find out who we need to muscle.
Matt, could we get a little help on that? Okay.
What exactly are you looking for?
Well, I'm not sure who they need to talk to get permission to place it. That's the word we got back from the park was they're good with it, but they still have to consult with the city of Tucson.
This is what kind of plaque we're going to want to put up, and the size, and who's going to mount it?
Where's the best place to put my work email address? Not in the chat, obviously.
I think I've got it, Matt.
Okay, if you have it, if you want to send me the details, I will find someone in the building that I work and I'll just muscle it up from there.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yep. No worries.
You can meat plug them too for
excuse
us.
Me. Excuse me, Matt.
Yes.
Tom Tunks here. Yes, Matt, if you get a hold of Tim Tamir.
I know Tim, yes.
I know him pretty good. He was my boss for a while. If you get with him, that dude will work with just about anybody. And he'll do what you got to do to get anything up in any park.
It might take me a few levels of approval to be able to get to Tim. Do you have a direct line by chance?
Yeah, kind of. I'll put my feelers out. And I worked for the city for about 14 years. So, and Tim, him and I have had some pretty good conversations. I've argued with him quite a bit, but, if you can reach him, he's your best bet. And if you don't have no luck, well, I'll throw him an email and I'm pretty good about stirring water.
Fair enough. I think that was Terry that was speaking earlier. Terry, if you want to shoot that to me, now that I have Tom's guidance, I will do my best to get it up there to the 10th floor of City Hall.
Yeah, awesome. And if you need help in a city council, they love me too. So,
and
if you need anything from us, a letter from the Veteran Affairs Committee, please let us know. We'll direct whatever you need to request.
Yeah, so, if you want to, compile that all and then, send it to me, and I'll be like, hey, who does this go to? And then I'm absolutely the guy, I'll go knock on people's doors. Yeah, I got you.
Hi. This is Bambi Benitez, Amari's manager. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
We can.
Yes. So just real quick to piggyback off of that, if you're looking for approval, because if it's out of parks and stuff, there's just several different things that have to be done I can't remember exactly who it is that deals with the special events when it comes to the park side, when it comes to stuff like that. So we can certainly find out. Not that Tim Tamir is not a great resource, because he is, but there's other avenues before getting to him. So I will look up the information and give it to Amari to forward who you would want to contact in regards to the special events and getting all the approvals that you need to get for the event.
Well, it's not the event, it's the actual placing of the plaque. So we'll get the information together and we'll share with everybody and see what needs to happen.
It's still the same process. But that way I can give you names of who does all that stuff, and then that way you can go straight to those people that that go through that whole process and do all of that.
Very good.
Okay. So just for clarity, this is Matthew Langseth. Who's going to take this project right now? Is it going to be me or is it going to be Bambi?
Well, I'll put it out and Amaria will share it and we'll figure out.
Sounds amazing.
Thank you.
All right. This kind of bleeds into item 8, the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. Terry?
Yes, we're still working on a place for that. I haven't been able to come up with a location. As soon as I get the location and the cost, it'll go out to everybody.
Okay. And let us know what support you'd like from the Tucson Veteran Affairs Committee.
Will do.
All right. I'm sorry, somebody had something? No. Okay. All right. My bad hearing, sorry. All right. So if no other further questions, we'll move on to item 9. All right. Military lounge. Terry, or is Mignon on or no?
Yeah, she's not with us tonight. I haven't heard any updates. I think they're pretty quiet right now, so I'm thinking that they're all good.
Okay. I don't know if this may or may not fall in there, but that dinner that we donated to for these airmen that were getting deployed and everything.
No, that's something totally different.
Yeah. All right. So now on to item 10, four chaplains. Terry.
So before I get into the four chaplains, I want to back up and talk about the Marana Veterans Cemetery. It sounds like, based on the minutes from the foundation from last month, that there's some staff challenges at the cemetery right now. So that's all I could glean from that. And that they're looking to potentially move the Missing in America project date from April 6th to another day in April. For the four chaplains, I just want to thank everybody for coming out and supporting the event. Since the event, I've been recruiting. If you guys missed it, you can see it at facebook.com. If you look for East Lawn Palms Mortuary and Cemetery or Funeraria del Angel South Lawn, you can view the ceremony at those two locations. Maybe next year, Cassie, we can find somebody that can live stream it from our page. But I think it was a success. And since then, I've been, like I said, talking to people and recruiting from that event, recruiting people to join the VAC. So something we always need to do. So hopefully everybody will be there next year.
All right. Okay, so now on to 11, our back social media presence. I know from my side I still have to update or upload a few of the pictures from some of our events from the four chaplains. And I think Cassie also had some pictures from the dinner where we made some donations to those airmen that were deployed. So that dinner that we helped host and everything. So we'll upload those pictures when we get a chance. I'm not sure if y'all had anything else there for social media or not. Okay. Item 12. I don't know if we really have anything because we now have Matt here, you know, outreach to the mayor and council. Maureen, was there anything you wanted to add on that?
You're speaking to me, correct?
Yeah.
No, I haven't actually circled back with them only because there was a change in roles. I can, especially with this whole plaque thing, I thought I'd go ahead and connect with Councilman Fimbres because I know he put up plenty of plaques. And I'm sure Mark or somebody would be able to tell me the process, and I can email you and see, you know, that may help too, to help Matt kind of get where he needs to be, at least the information. And no, I have not. But if you want, I can. I did contact Roxanne, though, so I'm circling back with her tomorrow. Only recently, because I had a lot going on.
That's okay.
So this is Perry Byron. I'm working with Cassie, the secretary, to get out the fundraising letter, which I'm not sure if that's on the agenda or not. I don't have it up. And so part of that would be reaching out to the council members.
And this is Matt Langseth. I think Mark Kerr just retired too, so as the chief of staff.
Great. That's the man we want on board right there.
All right. So let's see here. So that kind of takes us a little bit into the back fundraising strategies there, right, with our fundraising letter. So our fundraising letter is good to go. Now it's just tailoring it. If you have any letters that need to go out, just get with Terry. She's got it already set up and everything through my brain can't think. Her work right now to get that out. So she'll send it out all nice and pretty, letters ready to go. Just reach out to Terry, who it needs to go to and everything, and she'll send that out for us.
And then I took over for Mark Kerr, just so you guys know. She's the new chief of staff.
I didn't hear the name. Who was that?
Lupita.
Oh, Lupita? Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So this is Terry Byron. As far as fundraising goes, if you guys have a list, I'm trying to do a mail merge. So if you have people that you want to send it to, Dignity Memorial is sponsoring the printing and the mailing, the postage. So if you send me your contacts, I can put them into the spreadsheet and we will do a mail merge and make it look professional. So just send me that list so we can get those letters out sooner than later.
Okay. All right. And then I see item 14, strategies to expand discounts for veterans and military. I don't remember that from the last time. Who wanted to talk to that, or who had that on the agenda, I guess? No. No takers? Okay. Maybe it was somebody else that's missing here today, so do we just table it? Motion to table it then? Okay. All right, do I have a second on that?
Yes, Lorena Obregon, and I second that.
Okay, roll call.
Martin Belden?
Yes.
Harry Byron?
Yes.
Casey Diaz?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rocio Rosie?
Yes.
Lorena Thurgan?
Yes.
Passes 7-0.
Okay. All right. So now on to item 15, approval of the Costco membership.
This is Martin Belden, the treasurer. Membership is due up next month. That's what we use to buy the water for the military lounge and the items for Operation Exodus. It's $60 plus tax, so it's like $65, $66. But I need the board approval to spend that money.
This is Terry Byron. I make a motion that we renew the Costco membership.
Lorena Obregon, I second that.
Okay, got a first and second, so roll call.
Martin Belden?
Yes.
Larry Byron?
Yes.
Casey Diaz?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rocio Rosie?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregon.
Yes.
Passes 7-0.
Okay. All right, so now on to item 16, report on current events. So we'll go down the roll call, see who has anything.
Excuse me. Terry Byron is judge advocate. We need to backtrack to the LAR report, the LAR, and get a motion to accept. Amari sent it out. So I'll make a motion that we accept the LAR.
Martin Belden, I sent it.
You guys ready for roll call?
Martin Belden, I second.
Okay, Martin Belden?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Casey Diaz?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rocio Rossi?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregon?
Yes.
Passes 7-0.
All right, so now 16, report on current events.
Martin Belden?
Nothing.
Terry Byron?
I actually have the Nighthawk 7-2 Memorial Service. Is April 6th at the Marana Regional Airport, where the Nighthawk 7-2 Memorial Park is located. I also wanted to remind everybody about the 79th anniversary Iwo Jima flag raising memorial parade, February 24th in Sacaton. Flyover begins at 8:30 a.m. with ceremonies to follow. So that's always a good time. And as we discussed earlier, the March 29th coming up really fast, 10 a.m., Kino Veteran Memorial Park, will be Vietnam Veterans Day ceremony. And that's all I can think of right now, because I'll be sure to send everything else via Amari so everybody can share with their contacts.
Casey Diaz?
Nothing to add.
Henry Johnson?
I just want to let people know that the VA Creative Art Festival or competition has been completed and pictures sent to National. Our local hero did quite well. We won first place, 2 second place, and 3 third places on the National Level of Creative Art. And in March, they will be announcing the winners. And so they will be setting up a party, and I will let you all know when that happens.
Rocio Rossi?
Okay, so just a reminder, if y'all have any women vets in the area that you would like to nominate for the Women's Memorial Living Legend Proclamation, just let me know so we can get working on that. Typically, we like to focus on our ladies who are, you know, up in age. We want to make sure that we get them recognized, before they pass on and everything, because it's a living legend proclamation. So if you identify any of those, let me know so we can get that out. And I think that's pretty much it for me.
Melvin Morgan?
Nothing else.
Lorraine Obregon?
Nothing else.
Sounds good. And Terry and Matthew, just so you know, I'll be sending an email in the morning with the information for the special events.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
Okay. Did we go through the roll already?
Yes, we did call everybody.
Okay. All right, so item 17, any future agenda items? Okay.
If you think of any. I guess it's too early to talk about going dark, but we'll be doing that soon. And the Veterans Day Parade.
Lorraine Obregon, what about Memorial Day before veterans? I'm not sure if you heard me.
No, we did. It's just the Memorial Day is usually, the VAC doesn't do anything specific for Memorial Day.
Can I ask why? Is it because the other organizations have their big, like, okay.
Yeah.
Like Davis Mountain and Southern Arizona.
Well, all the cemeteries all do.
Okay. Yeah, because I was just wondering. Thank you.
Okay. But feel free to share any events that are going on, and we can still share them, not everything. Yeah. All right. Any others? Okay. Henry, if you could lead us in our benediction, please.
Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing this council meeting to get further along with the agreements and passing of our thoughts. Please protect us and all the veterans throughout the world and their spouses. Watch over the Gold Star Mothers. In thy holy name we pray. Amen.
All right, so 7:19, that adjourns our meeting. And our next meeting is the 13th of March. So we're back now to our Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Thank you to our guests for being patient with us while